two huge drug makers become one.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Bill Radke. Two of the biggest names in the drug industry are coming together. Merck announced this morning it is acquiring Schering Plough for $41 billion. This is the second pharma mega deal in less than 2 months. Pfizer bought Wyeth earlier this year. The news is not lifting Wall Street so far. Futures are pointing to a lower open, and that's after a lousy week when the S&P 500 fell 6%. No relief overseas today either. Japan's benchmark hit a 26-year closing low. Major European markets are down 1% to 2% at this hour. President Obama's auto task force is in Detroit today. The White House faces a March 31st deadline for deciding whether to give GM and Chrysler nearly $22 billion more in federal aid. Ford has not taken any government help, but it's looking for ways to raise cash on its own. Over the weekend, rumor had it two Chinese companies were about to bid on Ford's Volvo division. Marketplace's Scott Tong reports.
Chinese automaker Geely has picked an investment bank to advise it on bidding for Volvo. That's one rumor. Another says Chinese brand Chery just got the government's permission to make its own bid. Lots of chatter lately about some Chinese acquisition of Volvo or GM Saab brand, even assets of Chrysler. Former Chrysler executive Bill Russo runs the consultancy Synergistics. He says the brands up for sale offer the latest car technology and name recognition, two things the Chinese need to go global.
They definitely want to be on the world stage, equivalent to the brands with the highest level of esteem. And the only way I see of getting there anytime within the next 10 years will be through an acquisition process.
Many Chinese automakers have the financing to pull off a deal, but none have managed a global brand before. And the brands in question may need a slew of repairs. Volvo, for instance, lost $1.5 billion last year. In Shanghai, I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Microsoft, providing people-ready enterprise solutions, software based on how people really work, and by Thrivent Financial for Lutherans, a not-for-profit financial service provider helping its members navigate troubled economic times. Thrivent.com/new offers.
In New York City yesterday, this was the sound of the economic fallout. An auctioneer called off bids on hundreds of foreclosed properties. More than 1,000 people showed up for the event at a Manhattan convention center. It was double the crowd from last year. And as Jennifer Collins tells us, the emotions were higher too.
The auction drew 24 protesters, including Sharon Black. She's facing foreclosure herself. Black says banks that took federal bailout money shouldn't be allowed to kick people out of their homes.
It's our money that they're getting. And the fact that they shouldn't even have the audacity to foreclose or evict, given the amount of money that they made off the crisis.
Real Estate Disposition Corps ran the auction. Chairman Robert Friedman says he feels for those people losing a home, but he says his business serves an important purpose.
We're getting qualified buyers back into these vacant homes that do not do any neighborhood any good to have vacant homes in their neighborhood. We're turning them back into homes. We're creating jobs. We're paying taxes.
One of those buyers is Ed Bates. He paid $115,000 for a house valued at nearly $300,000. Bates says he doesn't feel bad about getting a bargain.
I feel sad for him, but it's still, that's the way the world is. It's not that I'm doing anything wrong. They probably were the one that did do something wrong. Otherwise, they would still have the home.
More than 2 million homeowners faced foreclosure proceedings last year. Protesters say some foreclosures happening now violate government programs that help alleviate the housing crisis. The group says it's planning to demonstrate on Wall Street next month. I'm Jennifer Collins for Marketplace.
Circuit City said goodbye for good yesterday, closing its doors and leaving behind 18 million square feet of vacant retail space and more than 34,000 employees. The company filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection in November, but it never reemerged.
And now it's time for the Sloan Sessions.
Okay, so Fortune magazine editor Alan Sloan, why are some companies going into bankruptcy and never coming out?
Because when a big company goes bankrupt, it needs money. because it needs money to operate, because usually the reason it's going bankrupt is it doesn't have very much money.
Right.
So what happens is the bankrupt, or whatever you want to call them, gets what's called in the trade dip financing. And that doesn't mean a pickpocket. It means debtor in possession financing, so it can run its business while it's in bankruptcy and try to figure out what to do and how to reorganize.
And that's a loan, and those are scarce.
Right, especially in the bankruptcy world, because a lot of the institutions that made these loans aren't making these loans anymore for a variety of reasons. And the rates on the ones that do get made, and there aren't that many, are something like 17%. And I have this image of a company in bankruptcy court whipping out its MasterCard and getting a cash advance.
So, Alan, what is a poor dying company to do?
Well, it can liquidate, you know, sell everything, go out of business, which is what some of these retailers have done. And instead of maybe reorganizing and being a smaller company but emerging as a company, the pieces get sold in bits and pieces or just sort of sit there like a dead mackerel on the beach. And you know, and that's it. And the company goes away. I mean, I don't know if this is any tragedy, but it sure is for the people who don't have any jobs.
So where is this sad situation headed?
Well, it depends. The better things are for the bankruptcy professionals, generally speaking, the worse things are for the rest of us. So the one thing we can look forward to, maybe, is the boom in bankruptcy ending, in which case, if I hear the bankruptcy professionals complain that it's getting hard for them to find work, maybe that means there's hope for the rest of the economy.
That's a complaint you want to hear.
Indeed.
Alan Sloan, Senior Editor-at-Large at Fortune Magazine. Thanks, Alan.
You're welcome.
And we always like to hear what you think. Come see us at marketplace.org and click on that link that says Contact. In Los Angeles, I'm Bill Radke. I hope you have a great Monday.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.